We have the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms this afternoon. Tracking the next band back to our west. I'll show you when it arrives here and what you can expect where you are.
And we're live at North Carolina Central University, where a shooting on campus prompted a lockdown. Students react to the notification process. Wolfpack women are all settled in for their Final Four game in Cleveland in less than 30 minutes. The men take off for Phoenix. We're live on NC State's campus with how you can be part of the big send-off. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan, and we have a level 2 risk for severe storms across our entire viewing area this afternoon. You're looking at a live picture right here, Roxborough, from our WRL Live Cam network.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. We saw a good amount of rain in the morning hours, and we have more rain to come. I'm joined by Elizabeth here in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Where's the heaviest rain right now?
Well, so we have it in two places. One is down here to the south and east, and then the next band starting to develop back to the west. And the cold front is somewhere in between. We're going to see both of these. This will continue to move eastward. So looking at the next chance of rain really is back to the west. But we're definitely seeing some rain falling, or did see some rain falling in Clinton. You can see just the back edge of that sliding eastward. That's getting ready to move right out of the viewing area. So we'll go back up to the next band that's coming our way. And it's a fairly narrow band, but this one has the potential to produce some severe storms, potentially hasn't yet. But again, it looks like along this front that we'll continue to see that developing as it moves eastward into a more unstable atmosphere. So we are likely to have the potential for some scattered thunderstorms, some lines of storms coming through until around 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock would be when it exits our eastern counties. It may exit the triangle area closer to 3 o'clock. Damaging winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes. And we did have an update to our severe weather threat. I'm going to show you that coming up in just a minute. Here's a look at the big picture. Here's our front. And again, ahead of the front, we have some steady to heavy rain, but that's moving out of the viewing area. And we're going to see several bands that develop on the west side of that front that could bring us the potential for some severe storms. From the triangle area southward, we're under a level 1 risk, and our level 2 risk is up near our northern counties. And that was an update that happened earlier this morning. We're going to see our front moving eastward, taking along some of that rain with it, but then starting to see more showers and some lines of storms developing. You can see right there at 3 o'clock in our eastern counties, that exits at around 5 o'clock. And that would certainly be a potential for some severe storms. Even before the storms develop, it is windy out there with some gusts 25 to 30. We're going to talk about those winds through the afternoon coming up.
Whenever there's a severe weather, you can count on our team of meteorologists to keep you safe. Download our WRL News app to watch radar in real time to see when storms are in your area. Turn on alerts to get notified about severe weather in your location. It's free wherever you download your apps.
Not even this weather alert day could prevent Wolfpack fans from seeing off their men's basketball team.
They're expected to leave Dale Basketball Center at any moment as they head west for their Final Four matchup. And that's where we find WRL's Julian Grace in the middle of the excitement. How perfect that this is during the lunch hour, Julian. I know fans would not miss this.
Oh, Renee, fans would not miss this, but I want to show you this. This bus is already loaded, and they're waiting for the players to arrive, but also this. Look at this. The sea of fans. They are so excited for the Wolfpack. Now, many of them have been here since 9:30 this morning, waiting for a chance to see the players. Some of them have just waited for this opportunity. So what you're looking at here right now is a line that has been pushed back so the players will have enough room to maneuver. Now, earlier today, I met the Dickerson family, and they are so excited about all of this. Mr. Dickerson, how do you feel about this moment? You remember 83.
I do remember 83.
How do you feel now?
Even better. Even better. It's great for it to be happening again. Why not us?
What is so special about this moment for you?
Well, the wait. I think the wait is what's making it special. We've waited so long for this to happen again and ready for it to bring home another national championship.
Here's something that is very interesting about the Dickerson family. Chelsea was born in 1983, the last time the Pack won the national championship, so I feel like something may happen here. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stay on out here. We're waiting for the players to arrive. They should be out here in the next 10 to 15 minutes, but as you can see, these fans are ready, right?
Oh, The party continues to be crashed, and I love it. It is fantastic. What a show that'll be. Can't wait for the players to get there. All right, check this out. An artist is wasting no time paying tribute to DJ Burns in the Free Expression Tunnel on campus. This is a mural in progress by Sean O'Rourke. The Philadelphian is well known across the nation for his artistry. This is not his first piece of artwork on State's campus. He is the man behind the artwork outside the Tally Student Union back in 2022.
The Wolfpack women's basketball team arrived in Cleveland last night to prepare for its first Final Four game in 26 years. Before departing for the Buckeye State, fans gathered outside of Reynolds Coliseum in Raleigh to send them off. Brett Neese will be with the Wolfpack women leading up to their game against South Carolina on Friday at 7. He'll have reports from Cleveland all through the week right here on WRAL.
And WRAL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are traveling to Phoenix, and we'll have live coverage of the Final Four starting today. The NC State men take on Purdue Saturday.
Join us tomorrow night for a special edition of our 7 p.m. newscast, Wolfpack Pride, Why Not Us? We'll have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the triangle rallying around the pack. And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, an update on that 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hit Taiwan. 9 people have died so far. That number could go up. More than 1,000 people were hurt after that 7.4 magnitude quake hit Taiwan. This, as you can see, is the destruction. There have been multiple aftershocks, 29 aftershocks, and several have been above a 5.0 magnitude. One was above a 6. Rescue operations still underway. There are 70 workers are stranded at rock quarries, but they are safe. Rescuers are having trouble reaching them because of the damage you see here. Many people were trapped in tunnels. The sections of the main airport south of Taiwan's capital also saw minor damage there. But again, so far, 9 people have died, more than 1,000 hurt in all of this.
A shooting shut down NC Central's campus last night. The university tells WRAL the investigation continues, and the campus was locked down for just over 2 hours.
WRAL's Monica Casey is live with what we know so far. Monica, it's unclear how this all unfolded late last night.
That's right. There is a lot we are still working to learn right now, including whether anyone is in custody and the condition of that victim. NC Central says officers were already on scene here at the Lawson Street Residence Hall to do a proactive safety check. Officers assessed the situation and initiated a lockdown. Durham EMS was also already on scene for an unrelated medical call. They treated one person who was shot, and they were sent to Duke University Hospital. People I spoke with here on campus are shaken.
I just kind of feel for the people who had to deal with it. Actually, one of my classes got canceled because one of my teachers wanted us to have like a mental day just to like cope with what happened last night.
The report of gunshots came in at 10:15 last night. The lockdown was lifted around 12:20 this morning. Now, NC Central has counseling services and a case manager here at this residence hall for any students who might need someone to talk to about all of this. Right now, NC Central has not shared whether the victim or the shooter were students. Renee?
Monica Casey, live on NC Central's campus.
Take a look at stocks this noon. As you see, the Dow Jones Industrial Average just pushing into positive territory after starting negative right out of the gate this morning. It is up 37 points right now. Tonight is your chance to take home some serious cash with the Powerball jackpot standing over $1 billion. You can watch the drawing tonight on WRAL, 11 p.m.
The Dreamville Festival is just days away. Today, kickoff events for the festival get started in downtown Raleigh. And that includes your first chance to get official Dreamville 2024 merchandise at this shop on Southwest Street. This is a live look at that shop. It was supposed to open at noon. It will likely open up shortly. Look at the line there already. The pop-up shop will be open from noon to 7 each day through Friday. There are several events leading up to the big weekend. The City of Raleigh's Big Ideas series is hosting City Vibes on Friday in Moore Square. They hope to show visitors what else the city has to offer.
Another twist in the saga of Truth Social's public offering. Trump Media and Technology Group is suing two of its co-founders to eliminate their stakes in the company. The lawsuit alleges Andy Litinsky and Wes Moss made a series of wasteful decisions when they tried to set up the company that caused significant damage. Now, Trump Media is asking the court to force them to return the 8.6 million shares worth $444 million. Litinsky and Moss previously filed their own lawsuit against the former president. They argued Trump was planning to dilute their stake in the new company. Meanwhile, former Trump aide Hope Hicks is expected to testify in the former president's hush money criminal trial this month. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records related to hush money payments made by his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Daniels claims she had an affair with Trump, but he denies it. Legal observers believe Hicks could shed light on what was happening inside the political operation before the 2016 election. Hicks was Trump's press secretary during the first presidential campaign.
Next at noon, a moonshine cave discovered in Wilkes County, the surprising location where it was found and what experts believe was happening there years ago.
Also, a destructive storm system is affecting millions of people across the country. The state of emergency and damage left behind in places like Kentucky.
Plus, a send-off fit for a Final Four team. This is a live look at the crowd gathered at the Dale Basketball Center to wish the NC State men's basketball team good luck before they head to Phoenix.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
The World Central Kitchen Relief Organization is identifying the aid workers who died in an airstrike in Gaza. Israel's military says that strike that killed them was, quote, a mistake that followed a misidentification. The White House is sharply criticizing the Israel Defense Forces over that strike, saying it points to a larger problem. President Biden says Israel has not done enough to protect citizens. The UN says more than 200 humanitarian aid workers have been killed in Gaza since the start of the war. President Biden will host a very scaled-down iftar dinner at the White House to commemorate Ramadan. Several people who were invited to the dinner have declined, citing frustration with the administration's support of Israel despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Officials hope the dinner will be an opportunity for guests to directly speak with the president and share their concerns about the Israel-Hamas conflict.
The escalating violence in Haiti is forcing tens of thousands of terrified residents from their homes to avoid being killed. A new report from the United Nations reveals more than 53,000 people have left their homes in Port-au-Prince in the past 3 weeks. Gangs are battling national police and freeing prisoners. They've also burned police stations and closed one of the island's main airports. Many fleeing the violence are heading to rural communities in southern Haiti. But the UN warns these towns do not have the resources nor infrastructure to take on the crowds. A North Carolina mystery might never be solved. 2 weeks ago, staff discovered a sinkhole in the grandstands of the North Carolina Speedway in Wilkesboro. Some speculated the 700-square-foot space was a storage for illegal moonshine, given the history of the Speedway. Well, now we might never know. Crews started sealing up the so-called Moonshine Cave in preparation for the 2024 NASCAR All-Star Race. Under different circumstances, representatives from Speedway Motorsports say they would have loved to dig a little deeper into that discovery.
Yeah, bootlegging in those fast cars, that was a thing back in the day. Kentucky is under a state of emergency after a destructive storm system pummeled the state. Maggie Vespa shows us the damage caused by powerful tornadoes and flooding rains from the Ohio Valley to the southeast.
Get in the house.
You see it?
Yes, it's right there.
Overnight, more dangerous and destructive weather. Tornadoes, high winds, and flooding rains punishing multiple states. Some of the worst damage in Kentucky, where at least three tornadoes touched down, the state's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Sounded like a freight train rolling through our building.
The storms tearing buildings apart.
There's roofs collapsed. There's gas lines spraying gas everywhere.
Houses were ripped off their foundations. Intense winds uprooting massive trees, crushing cars, and tearing down power lines, even sweeping people off their feet in Lexington. The wild weather this week affecting more than 100 million people in 30 states from Texas to Maine. This woman's car windows shattered by fierce winds as she drove to work in Indiana.
Gravel in my head. There's glass in my head, you know, whatever. And mud, there's still mud behind my ears.
While throughout the storm's path, nearly 250,000 without power. In Barnesdale, Oklahoma, neighbors helping neighbors, cleaning up from a tornado Monday that reduced homes to rubble.
You know, we all got to help one another in this time of need.
Ahead of today's storms, there is an increased rip current risk on the North Carolina coast. Oak Island issued its first red flag day of the beach season yesterday. Strong winds create an increased risk for rip currents. They are dangerous because if you're in the water, they can pull you out to sea. If you find yourself in a rip current, be sure to swim parallel to the shore until you no longer are being pulled out. It's early for having that rip current risk red flag up already.
And our morning round of storms is now at the coast. We're getting ready for round two, and with it could come some severe weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking all those impacts.
Yeah, we'll start with where the front is right now. The front's gradually crossing the state. We still have some rain, of course, as Renee said, pushing toward the coast. But we're starting to see some of the lines developing. The computer models have been hinting at that all day long. You know, we're going to see some of these lines of storms that develop, and this is where we'd have a better chance of seeing some severe thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon. We'll zoom in and take a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. There's one of them. This one here, we're going to watch pretty carefully too. It's just going to start developing here. That's likely to grow in intensity as it moves a little closer to the triangle. We do still have some showers here pushing toward the coast, and it is affecting folks that are down in Clinton right now with some windy conditions and some rain. But it's going to be these bands of rain that we'll be most concerned with in terms of producing some wind damage, possibly some hail or some isolated tornadoes. And you can see that stretching from Mount Airy all the way back down towards Statesville, and that will sweep across the state. We did have a hefty band of rain that came through earlier today, especially for our southern counties. We ended up with about half an inch to an inch south of Raleigh from Goldsboro over towards Fayetteville and Sanford. And then from the Triangle area northward, it was more like about a half an inch to a quarter of an inch, and we still have more rain to go. Just picking up as I was hitting the button, it looks like there's a severe thunderstorm warning that's along this line that's starting to develop. It's well up into Virginia, but it looks like warning number one has started along this line, so that's something that we'll be watching carefully. We watch future casts through time, and I'll show you when that's likely to arrive here. At 2 o'clock, there could be some pop-up cells. Again, we have a system that's a line that's trying to develop back to the south and west, so we could be seeing that in our viewing area as early as 2 o'clock. That may develop into a stronger line by the time we get to 3 or 3 o'clock in our southern and eastern counties and move on through. That one definitely looks like it could have the power to produce some tornadoes, some hail, and some wind damage. And we'll continue to watch the other one up to the north, but that version of Futurecast has that line sort of fizzling out, and it's the one that's developing south and west that it's really picking up. And once we get past 5 o'clock, we're clearing out. As a matter of fact, once we get past 3 o'clock, we're finished with the rain in the Triangle area, but we'll be watching closely what happens along the I-95 corridor. Level two risk is in our northern counties. Level one risk is down to the south. That said, we still have the potential for severe storms in this level one risk, and that's something that we'll be watching very carefully. Damaging winds, hail, isolated tornadoes in our viewing area, potentially. Here's a look at Clinton. It is still raining and windy out there, just really messy right now. That sort of last batch that's moving on through, 73 degrees. We'll climb into the mid-70s, and the dew point is high. You walk outside, it almost feels like there's a hurricane nearby. It's windy. It's very moist and muggy. Winds are gusting anywhere from 25 to 32 miles per hour right now, so it's very windy, and that will continue through the afternoon, you know, even when the thunderstorms are not around, which they're not any in the Triangle right now, but it is windy out there. Again, around town, temperature in the upper 70s for highs. We're looking at much colder air that arrives tonight and into tomorrow. We're looking at some temperatures in the upper 30s. Upper 20s are the records, so we're not looking at any records, but definitely some colder temperatures. Highs in the low 60s all the way through Saturday as Dreamville kicks off, but we'll definitely see some sunshine.
Elizabeth, thanks. New affordable housing and childcare is coming to Cary. How a church is partnering with Wake County to make it possible at 4.
St. Augustine's students are moving off campus today and headed for online learning, but the track team is trying to raise money to keep competing. Hear about their efforts tonight at 5. And a big change still ahead this noon coming to Amazon grocery stores, the technology replacing grab-and-go options at some stores.
Plus, you now have access to popular weight loss drugs through Costco. How much the subscription plan costs and the benefits included with that.
And let's take you back out live over on campus, NC State. Look at this. The party is ready. We just need a couple of DJs to show up and spin things into a frenzy there. That crowd is growing, ready to send off the men's basketball team to the Final Four. We'll take you back there live when they get there.
Next month, 23 million low-income households could lose a subsidy that helps them pay for internet service. The program to help people afford high-speed internet is expected to run out of funding at the end of April. The subsidy gives households up to $75 off internet bills each month. Starting in May, internet companies will have the option to offer partial discounts using any remaining federal funding. While there is some bipartisan support to continue the subsidies, lawmakers have not passed an extension.
Costco is offering members a weight loss program that includes access to drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. It's a three-month service through healthcare marketplace Sesame. For $179, members can get consultations with a medical professional and a treatment program. The cost of the weight loss drug is not included in this service. The program does include, though, a video consultation with a weight loss doctor or specialist. And Sesame says without insurance, weight loss drugs can run between $950 and $1,600 a month. Amazon is getting rid of its grab-and-go checkout technology at some grocery stores. The just-walk-out technology was designed to allow customers to shop and pay for items without standing in lines. The system let shoppers bypass a cashier. It uses sensors and cameras and then charges customers through an app after they leave the store. The company says the technology will be replaced by smart carts at some stores.
The price to enter the country is becoming more expensive. The Customs and Border Protection Service is increasing their global entry fee to $120. It's the first price hike in more than 15 years. The Global Entry Program allows members to receive expedited immigration clearance when entering the country. The new rate will cover membership for 5 years. You're going to pay more to check a bag on JetBlue this summer. JetBlue is introducing peak pricing for baggage fees. So that may mean an extra $5 to $10 a checked bag during peak travel times. The higher pricing applies to April, June through Labor Day weekend and the winter holidays. But if you check in online, you could get $10 off your checked bag fees.
Search and rescue efforts are underway in Taiwan after a devastating earthquake. The latest on the damage from the largest quake that island has seen in a quarter century.
And the NC State men's basketball team is just minutes away from the campus departure. This is a live look at the crowd gathered to send them off to their Final Four game in Arizona. We're just minutes away of the arrival of the team, and we'll take you back there to see all the excitement coming up. And here's a look at the winning lottery numbers. We have a threat for severe storms across the area this afternoon.
Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at where those storms are developing now, Elizabeth.
So the rain that we're looking down here to the southeast is moving toward the coast. So we're watching what's happening to our west. This is where our cold front is pushing from the west to the east. And we're seeing some lines of rain and thunderstorms starting to develop, stretching from Virginia back down here through the foothills. But there's another one that's starting to develop here in the Piedmont that's likely to come pushing in our direction sometime in the next 30 to 45 minutes. This one's a little bit more well-developed, and there is the potential for this to become severe up here north of Danville, but it doesn't look like it would necessarily affect our viewing area. It is something that we'll continue to track. What we are expecting is at least the potential for damaging winds this afternoon, large hail, and the possibility of some isolated tornadoes. It's a level one risk in the south and a level two risk near the Virginia line, but in this particular setup with these lines coming through, you don't want to discount this level one risk. Sometimes that level one risk looks fairly slim. Today, it's something to pay a little closer attention to. Our cold front is sliding eastward. We're going to see a line of thunderstorms starting to pop up a little later on right here. So this is 2 o'clock. Watch this from Raleigh back towards Southern Pines, how that continues to intensify by 3:30, and then gradually by 4:30, and then 5 o'clock, it's moving out of the viewing area. But from the Triangle area eastward, that's going to be a line that we'll be watching closely for the potential for some of those severe storms. storms and also up to the north and west. So right now in the lunchtime hour, we're watching those storms develop. It is windy out there right now through the afternoon. Severe storms are possible until 4, maybe even 5 o'clock, especially in our eastern counties. And then after that, the front will move through, the severe threat will be over, and we'll settle into some much colder temperatures.
Whenever severe weather hits, you can count on our team of meteorologists to keep you safe. Just download the WRL News app to watch radar in real time to see when storms are in your area. Turn on the alerts to get notified about severe weather in your location. It is free wherever you download your apps.
Not even a weather alert day could prevent Wolfpack fans from seeing off the men's basketball team. They're expected to leave Dale Basketball Center at any moment before they head west for the Final Four matchup.
Yeah, over there on campus is where we find Julian Grace right now, right in the middle of all that excitement. That crowd's building up pretty good, Julian.
Oh, Jeff, you said it best. Right in the middle of the crowd, but we are expecting the team to walk out here in a moment, a couple of minutes or so. Let me walk you through. They're going to walk through these doors here, and then they're going to come right down this lane here and go straight to the bus. Now, these fans, some of them have been out here since 9 o'clock this morning waiting for a glimpse to see some of the players, and we have seen the players come in and out as they get their bags. Now, that bus is fully loaded. When the team comes out, they won't have time to sign any autographs or do any interviews. They're gonna walk right out, and here is happening. It appears to be happening right now. Here they come. Here comes the Wolfpack making their way on through, and the fans are extremely excited as you see them go right through onto the bus to Arizona, is where they're headed. Where they're headed, and there they go. There they go. And as you hear right there, we just wanted you to see that moment and hear all of the celebration that is going on as the players get on the bus. You got the band, you got students, you got lifelong MAC members all here to witness this moment. Now, they're expected to get to Arizona around about 5 o'clock Pacific time in the evening, so they are ready to go. Now, as far as the fans, many of them say they're going to stay out here for a little while and just celebrate and talk about this big, big day as they go to the Final Four. Some fans even told me they are already planning to be out here on Monday. Why on Monday? Because, you know, the championship game is on Monday evening, and some fans tell me they're going to be here because they believe the Wolfpack will be bringing that trophy back home. So this is where we are in front of all the excitement here on campus as the band plays away.
A short but sweet send-off. So cool to see the basketball players moving through the crowd there. You forget just how tall they are until they're standing next to regular people and, of course, the kids there. And for those young fans, this will be a moment they will never forget. Sending off the Wolfpack to the Final Four. Good luck, team. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are traveling to Phoenix and will have live coverage of the Final Four starting today. The NC State men take on Purdue on Saturday.
And join us tomorrow night for a special edition of the 7 p.m. News, Wolfpack Pride, Why Not Us? We'll have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the triangle rallying around the pack.
Today is the deadline for St. Augustine's University students to move off campus. All St. Augustine's classes went remote on Monday. This comes as the university struggles to pay off debts and fights for its accreditation. Some alumni organizations and support groups are demanding the resignation of the Board of Trustees. Your big ideas for the future of downtown Fayetteville are wanted. The Cool Spring Downtown District is hosting a Big Ideas Forum this evening. Organizers are inviting anyone in the community to come out and share your ideas and concerns about the future of downtown Fayetteville. This is happening today from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Arts Council of Fayetteville. That's on Hay Street.
Also happening right now, more important news we're talking about this noon. 70 workers are trapped in two rock quarries in Taiwan after a massive earthquake there. It is the most powerful earthquake to hit that island in a quarter century. NBC's Janice Mackey-Frey reports on the rescue efforts from Beijing.
This is the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years, magnitude 7.4, according to U.S. estimates, striking during the morning rush hour. In Taipei, city landmarks were rocking, houses were shaking, water was falling out of rooftop swimming pools. The tremors were felt 100 miles away and set off tsunami warnings in the Philippines, Japan, and here in China. The death toll has been rising. Hundreds are injured, and dozens are said to be trapped on blocked roads, in tunnels, some workers stuck in rock quarries, and possibly people trapped under debris in partially collapsed buildings. The worst hit city is Hualien. It's on the eastern coast of Taiwan, about 11 miles from the earthquake's epicenter. Some buildings there are leaning very precariously. Emergency workers are now fanning out across Taiwan, but there have been dozens of aftershocks that they've been dealing with, and there is now also rain in the forecast, which should complicate rescue efforts even further.
There's Janice Mackey-Freya reporting. Taiwan's fire department says 9 people have died, 882 are injured. The number of casualties could rise in the coming days.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the FDA for something it's not doing. Why they say the delay in a menthol cigarette ban is dangerous to public health.
Plus, a new survey sheds light on the negative interactions some LGBTQ people have when they see a doctor. If you see news happening or you'd like to share a story idea with us, click Report It in the WRL News app.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is reporting an increase in Mpox cases. They say there has been a statewide increase. They are urging people to get vaccinated. Over the past 6 months, they say 46 cases have been reported in 12 counties across North Carolina. There is a vaccine. It's completely free. It's 2 doses. They say if you already have 2 doses, you do not need another dose. The Food and Drug Administration is facing a lawsuit after missing its own deadline to take action to ban menthol cigarettes. The suit was filed by a coalition of civil rights and medical organizations. The FDA said the issue was a top priority when it sent the final rule banning menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to the White House for approval in October. But the regulatory deadline was moved to March after lobbying from various stakeholder groups. Taking a daily multivitamin could help slow cognitive decline. Nearly 600 people were given cognitive and memory tests. For 2 years, half the group took a standard daily multivitamin and the other half took a placebo. Researchers found those who took the multivitamin scored slightly higher on memory and cognitive tests.
The FDA has also approved a first-of-its-kind prescription digital treatment for depression. It's a smartphone app for people who get a diagnosis of major depressive disorder. Rejoin will not treat depression on its own, but rather is to be used in conjunction with medications. The 6-week program may stimulate the areas of the brain thought to be responsible for antidepressant effects. It is not clear if most insurance companies will cover the cost of it. The prescription app will become available later this year. 1/3 of LGBTQ adults say they have experienced discrimination at their doctor's office. In a recent survey by KFF, formerly known as the Kaiser Family Foundation, patients reported negative interactions in clinical settings like being blamed for their health problems. 40% surveyed say healthcare professionals have made false assumptions about them or ignored their questions. That's twice the rate of adults who do not identify as LGBTQ.
Never say never. WNBA star Brittany Griner said she would never play basketball overseas unless it was for the Olympics. Why she just might return to Europe this summer.
Plus, our Teacher of the Week is carrying on a family tradition. We'll travel to Vance County to learn what motivates Lillian King. Our Teacher of the Week is the child of two teachers. WRAL's Brian Schrader goes to Vance County to meet an educator who's keeping the family tradition alive. Let's clap our hands for Ms. King.
Lillian King is no stranger to the spotlight. She's Vance County's beginning Teacher of the Year, and you could say education runs in the family.
Are you looking at the road?
No.
No. Tristan, what else?
Both of King's parents were teachers.
I said I'd never do it. But here I am, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
King started as a teaching assistant 12 years ago in Vance County and became a classroom teacher 4 years ago. She's now teaching third graders at Carver Elementary near Henderson.
You get so nervous coming in, and you're like, oh gosh, you know, I have all these new kids. They don't know me, and I have to get them to trust me. But it's really easy to just be there for them and show them that you're there for them and that's what you want the best. And they just kind of fall in with you.
King's mom is a retired teacher who still volunteers as a tutor. And they both love to see these students grow.
Yes, there are struggles. Yes, there are days where you're exhausted. But the good outweighs the bad. Every time, as you saw in my lesson, that they get it and they're into it. It's why we do it. They love it and they just keep growing. That's the purpose.
Congratulations to Lillian King, WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And if you'd like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
You saw it here live moments ago. You watched the Wolfpack men's basketball team leave the Dale Basketball Center, high-five their fans, and then board the bus. Now on to RDU. We need your help, though, to turn these gardens red this Friday from noon to 6:30 on WRAL to support the PAC. Come and visit the WRAL Azalea Gardens and wear red to support the men's and women's historic Final Four journey. The gardens are in full bloom, and there could be even some special surprises in store for those who show their Wolfpack pride. Stop by this Friday with your PAC family and help WRAL turn the gardens red.
Be quite a sight. Cannot wait for it. And we have a different shade of red that has just come into the WRAL newsroom here. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this tornado watch.
Yeah, just about 5 minutes ago, the Storm Prediction Center issued this tornado watch, and it does include parts of our viewing area. Everybody north and northeast of the triangle, so down here from Edgecombe County to Nash County to Franklin County northward, that includes Roanoke Rapids, it includes Oxford, Henderson, Warrenton, over here to Person County, Roxborough. And even if you're not in that tornado watch, it doesn't mean that we wouldn't see an isolated tornado or some wind damage as these storms get cranked up. I'll tell you, this cold front has a history of producing tornado damage, severe thunderstorm, straight line wind damage, as well as hail. So we're going to be watching for this closely. The watch is in effect until 7 p.m. We will be fully staffed in the Weather Center. Mike and Kat are here, and we'll be tracking these for you as we get through the afternoon. We take a look at the big picture here and widen things out, and you can see things have been pretty rough overnight and this morning down in our southern counties, and now we're starting to get in on that as well. So now we have the tornado watch in effect. There is a severe thunderstorm warning that's north of Danville, Virginia right now. We haven't seen anything else warned along that line, but I'll tell you, this line of thunderstorms is starting to develop right here along the South Carolina line from Columbia up towards Charlotte. That one is going to be one to watch, as well as the one to the north. Maybe the one to the north ends up with the bulk of the severe storms up into Virginia, but this one, the models are picking up on that, moving into our southern and central counties and possibly producing some wind damage or isolated tornadoes. 36 million people are in this severe weather risk for today. Over the last 2 days, we've had 14 reports of tornado damage and 184 reports of wind damage. So again, this system has a history. We do have a level one risk for severe storms from Raleigh southward, and then of course that level two risk near the Virginia line, and that's where the tornado watch is right now. But again, it doesn't mean that just because you're in the level one risk doesn't mean that you don't need to pay attention this afternoon. Here's dual Doppler 5000 radar. Again, just southeast of Roanoke, north of Danville, that's where we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Watching this line starting to develop, but it'll take maybe a few, maybe an hour or two before we start to see that developing to the point where we might see warnings in our area. But watching that line, and then of course watching that line down to the south. This is a look at Clinton again this morning, again this afternoon, with the windy conditions and the rain there. And here's a look at Futurecast. Again, watching this line starting to develop. That's 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we continue to see development along that line, 3, 3:30, 4, 4:30. And by 5 o'clock, most of it moves on out. It's out of the triangle area, most likely by around 3, 3:30. Looking at a wide range of rainfall totals, anywhere from a quarter of an inch to an inch of rain. All this moves out this evening, and we transition to a completely different pattern. We'll see sunshine, cooler temperatures. It does stay windy. 62 Saturday and 66 on Sunday for the Dreamville Festival, with some morning lows in the 30s. So it's going to be an interesting transition that we make after the system moves through. As I mentioned, we'll be watching these storms. If you have thunderstorms move into your area this afternoon, make sure you turn on the TV.
Elizabeth, thanks. It is an exciting week for WNBA champion and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner, where the All-Star plans to enter her 11th season.
And as we head off to a quick break, here are the winning Mega Millions numbers on your screen right now. Back with your top stories in just a moment. We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today.
Today is a WRL weather alert day. Our northern counties are under a tornado watch until 7 p.m. This watch does not include the Triangle, but it does include 10 counties in our viewing area. You can always get the latest forecast from the WRL Severe Weather Team on the WRL News app.
And just a bit ago, you watched it happen live here on WRL News at noon. The NC State Wolfpack men's basketball team on their way to Arizona for the Final Four, and the fans sent them off with a fantastic celebration. The Wolfpack play Saturday. You can expect live reports from WRL Sports Pat Welter and Casey Hintz with the team as they prepare for the big game.
Today is a deadline for St. Augustine's University students to move off campus. All St. Aug classes went remote on Monday. This comes as the university struggles to pay off debts and fights for its accreditation. Some alumni organizations and support groups are demanding the resignation of the Board of Trustees.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has a new contract that'll keep her in a Phoenix Mercury jersey. Griner has spent her entire WNBA career with the Mercury. The WNBA champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist returned to play with the Mercury last season after being freed by Russia in a prisoner swap in December 2022. Griner previously said she would not go overseas again to play basketball unless it's for the Olympics. U.S. women's national team is holding training camp this week in Cleveland. The Paris Summer Olympic Games begin in late July.
If you're a fan of Sherlock Holmes' stories, there's an original manuscript up for auction. The vintage piece of work could fetch $1.2 million. In 1889, British writer Arthur Conan Doyle and Oscar Wilde met for dinner with two others in London. Doyle's handwritten manuscript of The Sign of Four is up for grabs, along with letters recounting that dinner. The auction takes place in New York on June 26th. Our pet of the day is a confident and cuddly girl from Cat Angels Pet Adoptions.
Yeah, Trixie is a beauty with her soft, silky fur and foxy-looking features. While she may be shy at first, she is very quick to warm up to new people, and she makes funny little chirping sounds when she jumps down from her tree. Trixie loves to play and snuggle and enjoys having a window so she can watch the world go by. If you'd like to meet her in person, you can fill out an application on the Cat Angels website.
How awesome. Just about 20 minutes ago, we saw the Wolfpack team board their bus, leaving Dale Basketball Center with that crowd gathered there. Just an unforgettable moment for those fans.
You said the crowd wouldn't forget it. What about the players? They're all taking video of it. I mean, they're used to fanfare, but they'll never forget something like this, going to the Final Four.
I love the appreciation and gratitude they show toward the fans. I know that's been instrumental in their magical run. Let's see how it goes as they head to Phoenix. NBC News Daily is next on WRL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
All right, be safe out there today.
Stay safe with the latest WRL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.